Brad Locke.
And I'm Gene Phelps, and this is Prep Rally.
We're talking Northeast Mississippi High School sports, brought to you by the Daily Journal and DJournal.com. Hello, everybody, and welcome into a new episode of Prep Rally, a high school sports podcast produced by the Daily Journal and DJournal.com. I'm your host, Brad Locke, here on this Wednesday, 23rd of March. Flying solo today, my friends. Gene Phelps out on assignment, multiple assignments. He's got some interviews to do today, and he just couldn't make it in. So it's just yours truly here with you for the next few minutes. So it's going to be kind of an abbreviated version of Prep Rally, because let's be honest, Gene kind of carries this thing, okay? But we got some good info for you today. Remember, you can listen to us on iTunes, any of your podcast apps, or at preprally.djournal.com. Follow the show on Twitter at djournalpreps. Okay, so like I said, kind of a shorter than usual show, and we had no webcast today. I didn't think everybody wanted to just look at me for 10 or 15 minutes. But we got the podcast here. That's what's important. So let's get to it. Just going to recap some things from the past week. It's going to be the first segment we do here. And then we'll get to the athletes of the week. And that'll be pretty much it today. But we do have some good stuff that we need to talk about from the past week in high school sports here in Northeast Mississippi. Starkville basketball star Tyson Carter, he was named the Gatorade Player of the Year in Mississippi last Thursday. Carter averaged 21.3 points a game, 5.2 assists, 4.4 rebounds, 2.1 steals per game, and he led Starkville to the Class 6A state championship game. Of course, you may know that he is the son of head coach Greg Carter, a former Mississippi State player, and Tyson Carter is a Mississippi State signee. So he will be joining a very highly touted recruiting class there in Starkville. And there was the hope among MAC fans that he might be joining Malik Newman next year. Malik, of course, was a big-time recruit freshman this past year from Mississippi State. But Malik, as we know, has declared for the NBA draft, has left open the possibility of returning to Starkville, depending on what he hears from the league about where he might be drafted. But anyway, Tyson Carter, Gatorade Player of the Year for the state of Mississippi. And Calhoun City athlete Brighton Sykes, this news dropped about a week ago. I believe it was last Wednesday is when it happened. Brighton Sykes, a two-sport star for Calhoun City, is a senior this year, so his playing career is just recently finished. But he was arrested last Wednesday, early Wednesday morning, charged with possession of a stolen firearm. But later in the day, probably about 16 hours later, charge was dropped, released from jail. You know, it could have been a really bad situation. Turned out okay for Brighton Sykes. Maybe one of those wrong place, wrong time kind of situations. But like I said, two sports stand out, football and basketball for the Wildcats. Over the past two football seasons, Sykes rushed for a combined 2,870 yards and 49 touchdowns. And on the basketball court, it led Calhoun City to the Class 2A state semifinals this past season. He is a signee to play football with East Mississippi Community College. Let's go to the baseball diamond, my friends. Recap a couple of key games from last night. Ripley's baseball team is continuing its hot start. The Tigers defeated Senatobia Tuesday night 9-1. They're now 12-1 overall, 3-1 in Division 2-4A. In that game last night, Jess Medlin got the win on the mound. He improves to 5-0 on the season. And Ben Fryer had three hits for Ripley. Two of those were doubles. I'm going to have to get Kedrick Story of the Southern Sentinel on here soon to talk about this Ripley team, because they're really good and they're off to a good start right now. So Ripley doing well, and Tupelo baseball also doing well last night. The Golden Wave opening Division 2-6A play at South Panola, and they come away with an easy-looking 15-1 win over in Batesville. That improves them to 6-7 overall. Not the greatest overall record, but they've had a lot of close games, played some tough competition early on during the non-division portion of their schedule. Last night, you had Jason Garrett, 11 strikeouts on the mound, gave up two hits. Tupelo struck early and often, five runs in the first inning, nine runs in the third inning. And by the way, this was A game of extra significance for Justin Reed, the first-year head coach for Tupelo. He was the head coach at South Panola prior to coming over to Tupelo. So we had to go back over there to familiar territory and beat the team that he once coached. And Tupelo, again, with a 15-1 win, so a good start for the Wave in 2-6A. So that's kind of a recap of just some of the highlights in high school sports from this past week. And we'll go ahead now and get to the athletes of the week. We do this every week. Normally it's Gene Phelps selecting these, but again, he's been out, so I'm the one in charge of the whole show today, including athletes of the week. So we've got a couple, a male and a female, as we do every week. We'll pick out an athlete who's done particularly well over the past week on the field, on the court, wherever. Start with the female athlete, Hallie Donald, a junior pitcher from Moorville, a softball player. She had a great game Tuesday night against Boonville. Donald allowed just one hit, struck out nine, and Moorville defeated Boonville 12-0. That was the Division I 3A opener for both teams. Donald now 5-1 on the year as a pitcher. She can hit it too, by the way. Yeah, she can stroke it pretty good. She had three hits last night in that win. So she's getting it done in the pitcher's circle and at the plate. And the Lady Troopers now improved to 10-1 on the season. Moorville softball, always a strong program there. No different this year. And Hallie Donald is definitely a player to watch. Just a junior again. The male athlete of the week. Let's go over to Oxford. Houston Roth, a pitcher. He's a senior. He's an Ole Miss signee. And he's been off to a hot start this year. And it was no different last night against New Hope. He struck out 15 through a complete game, allowed only four hits. Oxford defeated New Hope 8-2, and Roth is now 4-0 on the season. This was his first outing in 10 days. Did not pitch for a while there during spring break, so it's been since before spring break. And he was a little bit off, he said, with his fastball, said he couldn't locate it, but you got good velocity on that thing. He's got some other pitches, and New Hope just couldn't do much with him. So Houston Roth, your male athlete of the week here on Prep Rally. And that Oxford team, that's another team I want to talk more at length about. We'll get John Davis on the show at some point from the Oxford Citizen to talk about those guys. I mean, they've got Jason Barber, reigning Daily Journal Player of the Year, and he's enough to deal with. Boy, you throw in a guy like Houston Roth, and that's just boy, if you got to play them in a best-of-three series in the playoffs this year, good luck with that. Oxford now 11-4 on the season. So, Hallie Donald of Moorville and Houston Roth of Oxford, athletes of the week here on Prep Rally. And that'll do it. Like I said, an abbreviated show, but thanks for tuning in anyway. Sure do appreciate it. You can, again, follow us on Twitter at DJournalPreps. Send us an email with your comments or criticisms or suggestions or whatever. It's PrepRally@JournalInc.com. Again, listen to us on iTunes, your podcast app, or at PrepRally.DJournal.com. Need to also mention the other podcasts produced here by the Journal. We've got double coverage. That's Ole Miss and Mississippi State Sports Talk with Paris Alford and Logan Lowry. That's every Thursday. So we've got a new episode coming tomorrow. It'll drop sometime after lunch. Those two guys catching you up on all things Bulldogs and Rebels. And The Memo, of course, with myself and W. Derek Russell. That's 3 days a week. New episodes every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, just covering all the happenings and news going on here in Northeast Mississippi. You can listen to that on iTunes, your podcast app, or memo.djournal.com. And I believe I failed to mention Double Coverage. You can listen to that on iTunes, your podcast app, or at doublecoverage.djournal.com. So that's it. Again, I'm Brad Locke, and hopefully next week Gene Phelps will be back with me. If not, we'll figure something out. Okay, we'll still be here. So thanks for tuning in. Have a good week.